Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about Dan Lanning during the break. And I wanted to get some info on his parents. Like, he never talks about his parents.
No, I have not heard anything.
Well, we talked to him about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But we've never talked to him about his parents. We've talked to him about his family, his big front door, his, you know, life back in the Midwest. But he never really brings up his parents.
No.
So I went down a rabbit hole of...
trying to find Don Lanning?
His name is Don. Mom's name is Janice.
Don and Janice.
Yes.
That is right up the Midwest
Don
alley.
And Dan is really something.
Yeah. Don, they're from Richmond, Missouri. Don was a science teacher. And I came across an article by Dennis Dodd that came out back when Lanning first started. And I can't find a picture of Don. I wanted to see what Don and Janice were bringing to the table. Yeah. I can't find that. Perhaps they have Facebook pages. I don't know. I don't have Facebook because that's what everybody in the Midwest has. But I did read some quotes from Don in this Dennis Dodd piece, and they're great. First of all, Don's dog's name is Bear, and guess where he got that name?
It's going to be Bear Bryant, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Yeah. He brings up Bear Bryant 20 times in this?
Yeah, I could see that.
So
we know where Dan got
the apple does not fall far from the tree.
We know where Dan got the passion.
He says about Dan, he said, I was going to read you a quote here. Yeah, but dude, kind of a long read.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah, he said, there will never be a defense that epic ever. He was talking about Dan's last defense at Georgia before he came to Oregon.
Yeah, it was like the Jalen Carter group. I mean, that's...
Dude, and Don is just over the moon. He's like, that's Bear Bryant stuff right there. He said, even when Dan... he said, there will not be a defense probably that epic ever. That's the backdrop for the ongoing task, determining how a humble country kid from the 130th largest city in Missouri has become such a ruthless killer as a coach. From Bear the dog to Dan, he says, even, this is Don speaking, even when he was a little kid, he was a steely-eyed little guy that would not flinch. And you can just picture old Don sitting there talking with his, with his like woodworking hands, you know, old Midwest dad. He said, I'm a dad that was always messing with my boys, wrestling with them, playing with them. He would never, ever, ever give up.
One of those dads, too, that never let Dan win.
Nope.
Dan Lanning to this day has never beaten Don in anything.
He said, I could have you. Oh, my God. I'm going to hold on. I'm choking.
You can sleep when you die.
Excuse me. That's right. Sleep when you die.
Yeah.
I could have him mashed to the floor. He could hardly breathe, but he would never surrender. He says, you see the adult version of that in his coaching career.
Gosh. You know, this is one of those things where, like, Dan Lanning has accomplished so much at a young age, but I'll tell you what, I am very grateful that I did not grow up like that.
Yeah, you can kind of see where it comes from.
Now. Yeah, you can see where that comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's Don.
And that's the same thing, like, when you, he reminds me of, like, when you hear how Jim Harbaugh grew up, right?
It's,
it's that story of Jim Harbaugh, like, a lot of milk. And
except
just
his dad's out there. Like, you see him all the time.
Yes.
A lot of milk.
Why do we never see Don Lanning?
Give it some time. Give it some
time. See, I don't know. In this article, he says that he loved going to games at Georgia and he was going to miss that. And he kind of said, he's like,
You wonder if he thinks that he's like, yeah, sissy's out here in Oregon.
I think he kind of alluded, I'm reading between the lines here. I don't want to put words in Don Lanning's mouth, but he kind of alluded to the fact, he's like, I don't really know what it's like out there, but I ain't going out there.
Well, and wouldn't you think that with all these resources and all this money that, like, they would have been out to a game?
Oh, I would imagine.
And then, like, they'd be like, hey, there's Don and Janice Lanning, and they, like, do the little, like,
I'm sure he's been out, but Maybe not.
But no one knows they've been there. We've never seen them.
This is weird. It's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. The Don Janis thing, I need more. I want more. I'm going to start peeling back the layers of this onion.
It's possible that when you're from the Midwest like that, Eugene may be going to Mars. And they're just not, man, maybe Dan knows that his elderly parents are not ready for what Eugene's bringing to the table. It's just
St. Georgia, Dan.
It's like that kid on, was the kid on signing day that picks to go to Oregon, and the mom is sitting there with the Georgia hat and is just pissed. She's like, I'm not happy about this. Maybe it's one of those. It's like, Dad, we're really good. Like, we could win a national title. And he's like, you already did it, Georgia. A real national championship.
Look, man.
Like, after they lost that first game against Georgia, his dad's like, I told you. I told you, son.
I want more Don Lanning.
Yeah. We need it.
Go chase your woke wins out there on the West Coast.
That's right.
The idea of pinning your son down and he can't breathe and be like, you gonna tap, boy? No! Never, Dad! Never!
That's literally like an anecdote out of the Harbaugh family files. Yes. John says the last time they ever physically fought, Jim was holding his head underwater at the beach and he thought he was going to drown for real.
Yes.
And he hasn't fought him since.
Like seeing where it all comes from.
Yeah, that sort of mentality is just good stuff. Fascinating.
There's a Don Lanning segment. Don, sorry, we didn't get to NFL.
We didn't even know.
We needed that.
I think we did. Yeah.
But we were just talking about how Dan Lanning may age, because he's a young fella.
Well, that's what you were talking about. You were saying, what's he going to look like? Because we were talking about the picture, how he looks so tired,
and he's working tirelessly. Yeah, and if you look at Ryan Day when he first took the Ohio State job versus now, he looks terrible.
Yeah, so how is, most coaches do. Like,
yes.
Give me a coach that looks...
Well, it's like the president. You look at when the president takes office and when he leaves, and I just pose the question, if we kick this thing down the road, Lanning's like 38, if we kick it down to where he's 45... Is there a chance that Dan Lanning maybe ages a little bit? You know what I mean?
Well, of course he's going to age, but then I went to look at his dad. That's why I was Googling Don Lanning.
Well, I'm trying to work the YouTube chat right now because someone in here says they sat close to his parents in Las Vegas last year for the Pac-12 championship.
Okay.
So trying to get some recon.
Okay. Great. Let's get on this.
I want to interview Don. Yeah. Can we next time we talk to Dan, hey, can your parents?
Do you think they're in the Richmond, Missouri phone book?
Probably.
You know?
How pissed would Coach Lanning be if we went roundabout and got a hold of Don?
Just talk to his parents directly.
What if we brought Don on for the Dan Lanning postgame show every week?
If we brought Don on and surprised Dan and had Don interview him?
Oh, dude. Something tells me Dan would be pissed.
I think so. It's not something.
There's
it's
like six
everything.
Things that would make Dan pissed about that.
Boy.
But then on the air, he would have to like go along with it.
I don't think
it'd be so uncomfortable.
It'd be the last time we ever spoke to him.
I think that would be the last time we ever spoke to the coach. No. I think that right there, them fighting words right there. Next thing you know, we're in some sort of wrestling match with Dan Lanning getting pinned or pinning.
Good times. All right, let's get to in the news. We've got discount rides tonight if you need one for a New Year's Eve because you all are going to be sloppy drunk out there.
Yeah, be careful out there, man. It's amateur hour.
We'll tell you how you can get one of those coming up next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.